Let's give God reverence for the reading of the word. Amen. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. The word of our God reads as follows. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." The disciples said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Jesus replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." Amen. I want to read verse 5 again in your hearing. The disciples said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Amen. Watch Chapel family, friends, I want to preach as the Holy Spirit shall give me help from the topic, ask for more. Ask for more. Lord, bless your word. Bless your servant. Bless me so I might be a blessing. Your words, my mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask for more. Among many things, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, was known for his willingness to have tough talks, difficult discussions, and controversial conversations. Jesus was not afraid, fearful, or reticent to deal with the difficult, converse about the controversial, or talk about topics that were tough. Whether it was adultery or authority, fasting or forgiveness, Jesus was willing to engage and address difficult discussions. Whether it was the existence of God or the exclusive nature of salvation, or restitution or restoration. Jesus was willing to have and engage in controversial conversations. Whether it was giving or greed, sanctification or sexuality, Jesus was willing to deal with the difficult. Jesus did not bury his proverbial head in the sand, nor did Jesus ignore or avoid issues that were difficult, controversial, or tough. But Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, imbued with courage, was willing to face whatever he needed to face, to communicate the truth of the kingdom of God and to untie knots lest we be bound and overcome by strongholds. According to this New Testament text, Jesus, once again true to his divine personality, is willing to have a difficult discussion, converse about something controversial, and talk about a topic or topics that were tough. Jesus addresses
the weighty expectations of what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and member of the kingdom of God. Jesus is engaging in this dialogical exchange with his disciples concerning not shallow matters, but deep and weighty matters of reconciliation, forgiveness, confrontation, and misrepresentation, or rather, how to represent the kingdom righteously in the world. During this exchange, Jesus shares with his disciples expectations of what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says point blank, if your neighbor sins against you, you ought not just avoid it or ignore it, but you ought to confront them tactfully. If your neighbor sins against you, amen, don't just confront them tactfully, but if they sin against you and apologize and confess, don't nurse the grudge, but forgive them. If they do it seven times, amen, your obligation is not to hold the grudge, but to forgive them. And Jesus says, if it's better for you, amen, to represent me well than lead people to stumble or be a stumbling block to somebody who's trying to find a liberating, salvific, vital relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Having heard Jesus communicate the weighty, challenging expectations of what it means to be a follower, the disciples examine themselves. Consequently, the disciples feel a sense of inadequacy about their ability to live up to the high calling of what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples know in their own power, they can't forgive everybody who sinned against them. In their own power, they won't always confront tactfully. In their own power, they won't always dot every I and cross every T. Consequently, in verse 5, watch chapel, these disciples have the sanctified spiritual sense and gumption to ask the Lord not for less faith, but for more faith. In the words of the disciples, in my sanctified imagination, if we're going to live up to this high calling of what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't make it on tonight's infantile, minuscule faith in God, but we need real, genuine faith in Almighty God. The disciples don't ask for less, watch chapel, but the disciples ask for more. And on this Lord's Day morning, that's the word I want to encourage somebody to embrace on this Lord's Day morning. You don't need less faith. We don't need less faith, but we need to ask God for more faith. As followers of the Lord Jesus Christ who are called to be disciples of the Lord, we don't need less faith in God, but we need more faith. Maybe during this season, watch chapel, we need to ask God for more faith. And I don't know who I'm talking to in particular, but during a pandemic, you don't need less faith in God, but you need more faith. Jobs being furloughed, people being laid off, we don't need less faith, but we need more faith. With economic uncertainty, unemployment at an all-time high, politicians playing games, not looking out for folk, amen. Can I preach this, watch chapel? We don't need less faith, but we need more faith. With businesses closing with no hope of reopening, the class of 2020 being thrown a screwball that they did not anticipate in January. We don't need less faith. We need more faith. with black folks still being subjected to domestic terrorism in Kentucky, in Alabama, in Georgia, in Oklahoma. We don't need less faith, but we need more faith. Can I preach this to somebody who really knows that you don't need less faith in God, but you need more faith? Let me make it plain to somebody. You don't need more suits and shoes, but you need more faith. You don't need more clothes and cars, but we need more faith. We don't need more channels on cable television, but we need more faith. We don't need more followers on social media, but we need more faith. We don't need more technology, but we need more faith. We don't need more stuff, but we need more faith. How many of us gotta admit on this Lord's Day morning, I don't need more this, I don't need more that, but I need more faith in Almighty God. I don't need more boos or bays, amen somebody, but I need more faith. I don't need more stuff in my closet when I can't even take inventory of what I got already, but I do need more faith. On this Sunday morning, I encourage everybody to pray the prayer in verse 5. Lord, increase our faith. Don't ask for less. Ask for more faith in God. Sometimes God, can I preach this, Watch Chapel? Sometimes we don't have more of what we need because we asking for the wrong stuff. Like Solomon had the audacity in 1 Kings chapter 3 when he became the king of Israel. Solomon didn't ask for more women. He didn't ask for more money. He didn't ask for more expanded territory. But he said, Lord, if you give me wisdom. And maybe we need to go back, amen, to 1 Kings 3. Maybe we need to underline Luke chapter 17, verse 5, and say, Lord, give me more faith. How do you get more faith? I need y'all to follow me on this Sunday morning. This is not the traditional Pastor White P-Dub sermon. Amen. I don't just have 3 points on this Sunday morning. So y'all got to follow me. Amen. We get more faith. Amen. Watch Chapel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Through exposure to the Word of God. Come here, Paul. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. If you want more faith, if you want God to answer the prayer is just not answered by our own inaction and passivity. God answers this prayer by you and I making the most of opportunities to be exposed to the word of God. Whatever we are exposed to will influence our lives. If we have minimal exposure to the Word of God, our faith will be like the faith of a toddler or a proverbial pygmy. But if we get exposure to the Word of God, our faith will continue to grow, mature, and develop. Amen. Not like a bush, but become a tall oak in the Holy Spirit, because faith and growing faith requires exposure. Amen. Can I preach this? But if you want your faith to grow, if you want God to answer that prayer, you and I need to play our part by exposing ourselves to the Word of God. Get in a Bible study. Amen. Expose yourself to the preaching and teaching of God's Word. Before you turn on MSNBC or CNN, spend time in the Word of God. Before you watch episodes 9 and 10 of The Last Dance tonight, amen. Spend time in the Word of God. Before you close your eyes for the night, spend time in the Word of God. With all the opportunities we have to be exposed to the Word of God, everybody ought to have, amen, strong, growing, mature faith. But you and I got to play our part by exposing ourselves to the Word of God. Let me see if I can make it plain for somebody. This is May, amen. It is finally springtime in North Carolina. Praise God, amen. And I hope and pray I'm a spring and summer enthusiast, amen, that it doesn't dip down to 60 again. Give me 80 degrees. And in the midst of 80 degrees, amen, those of us who are blessed with melanin, amen. You know, in order for our vitamin D levels to be straight, not straight, but straight. Come on, talk to me. You just can't stay in the house, amen. But you need exposure to the sun. So when you make your way to your physical, your vitamin D levels are strong. That creates bone density and calcium, potassium. And you don't get exposure by staying in the house watching TV. But exposure to the sun increases your vitamin D. I ain't just talking about your health. I'm talking about your spiritual health. Exposure to the word increases your faith. So when you go through a crisis, you ain't crying, you ain't sucking, you ain't sulking, you ain't saying woe is me, but you can say greater is he who's within me than he who's in the world. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ because my faith in God is strong because exposure. Not just exposure. Can I keep on preaching this, Watch Chapel? Not just exposure, but we need exercise of our existing faith. If my faith is going to grow, I just don't need exposure to the word. I need to exercise the faith I already have. Faith is like a muscle. Can I preach this? If you don't exercise the muscles you already have, there's something called atrophy. Y'all ever seen, amen, Mighty Mouse back in the day? Come on, all my children of the 70s. I always wondered why Mighty Mouse was so strong up top, but then had them little stick legs, amen, almost like Popeye the Sailor Man. Mighty Mouse, amen, was disproportionate. He could probably knock you out, but you could chase that Joker down in 40 minutes. Can I preach this? You could beat that Joker in the 40, definitely the 100 or the 200, amen, because he was big up top, but didn't exercise down low. He was disproportionate. You got to duck if Mighty Mouse or Popeye hit you, but you can chase them jokers down, amen, somebody, because they were exercising up top, but not spending time exercising the lower portion of their physical bodies. And growing in faith requires not just exposure, but you got to exercise the faith that you already have. Can I make this plain for somebody? You already have faith. You just got to exercise the faith you already have. You've already been walking with God. You just got to exercise a little more. You've already gone 1 mile. If you can go 1 mile, you can go 2 miles. If you can forgive, you can also forget. If you can love your haters, you can love the people that get on your last nerves. You just got to exercise the faith you already have. If you want your spiritual muscle of faith to be strong, you can't just work out one part of love or hope or prayer. You got to exercise your faith. Use the faith that you already have, that already exists in your life, to grow and become strong. I get more faith through exposure to the word of God. I get more faith by exercising the faith that already exists. But when I get more faith, what happens? When I get more faith, I can represent him righteously. Verses 1 through 5 is all about how well we represent God, our Savior. We confront tactfully, amen. We forgive freely, amen. Can I preach this? And we reconcile quickly. As we confront tactfully, as we forgive freely, as we represent righteously. We are all doing that because we have more faith in God. When you have more faith in God, it enables you and I to represent Him righteously. And you and I, in the midst of this pandemic, are not called to turn our back on God, but we are called to represent God in everything that we do, in everything that we say, in everything that we don't do, and how we act, and how we react, and how we respond. You and I, in the words of Paul, are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. If you know something about politics, Keith Sutton, you know, as an ambassador, it ain't just about you, but it's about who you represent. Can I preach this? And wherever we go, we are representing the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. In the midst of people that sabotage, you are representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the midst of people that don't believe in your God, you are representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the midst of people who mock and doubt, you are representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as we represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords as ambassadors, we are called to represent Him well. Put a smile on your face. Have the joy of the Lord in your heart. Don't give people what they give you. Forgive those who you need to forgive. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Open your hand. Tell the truth tactfully. Forgive who you need to forgive. Let go of what you need to let go of. And you can't do any of that with small faith, but it requires big faith to represent Him well. When I have more faith, I can represent Him righteously. I get more faith by exposure to the Word of God. I get more faith by exercising the faith I already have. But when you get more faith in God, you can believe bigger. I'm going to my seat right now, but if you read verse 6 talks about a little seed, a mustard seed. And Jesus says, what I want you to do is pay attention to the mustard seed, because the mustard seed is one of the smallest, tiniest seeds that exist. But the mustard seed is not static. The mustard seed continues to grow. And your faith ought to be like the faith of a mustard seed. You've been believing for a long time now. But as you keep growing in your walk with God, you ought not believe the way you believed 50 years ago. You ought not believe the way you believed 40, 30, 20, 10, 5 years ago. But your belief in me and my ability ought to be bigger. 50 years ago, you could believe for a nickel, but now you ought to believe God for a dollar. 40 years ago, you could believe that God could open a door, but now you ought to believe that God can heal, open a door, and make a way. 30 years ago, you could believe that God was a healer, but now you ought to believe that God is a healer, a way maker, a promise keeper, and a sustainer. 20 years ago, you could believe God that you could get into college, but 20 years later, you ought to believe that you can be the president of the doggone college. 20 years ago, you believed that you could make a way, get a job, have a career. But now you ought to believe that you can have a calling on your life. You have a vocation. 5 years ago, you got saved and you believed that you could walk down the aisle and give up some stuff. But now you ought to believe bigger. You ought to believe that you can make a sanctified 180. So your belief in God ought to grow. It ought to mature. Just don't believe for what you believed in last year. Believe God you can do everything that God says. Believe that you are who God says you are. Believe God you can do what God says you can do. Believe God you can walk through every open door. You can make your enemies your footstools, that he'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Believe God not just for admission. Believe God for a PhD. Believe God not just for a little piece of this or a little piece of that. Believe God for the whole spread. You ought to believe bigger. Believe more. When God gives you more, don't just settle for something. You ought to believe God for bigger. Ask God for more. More. Somebody right now, if you're not saved, you've tuned in, your prayer this week is, Lord, give me more faith. If I have more faith, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. If I have more faith, I'm going to see how big of a God you are. If I have more faith, the glass is half full, not half empty. If I have more faith in you, God, I'm not fearful, I'm not fretful, but I believe you're going to provide for all of my needs. According to your riches, I may need to change my career, but I believe you own the cattle on a thousand hill. Nothing too hard for you, God. You're going to see us through this. Black folk in America have been through worse. Somebody talk to me right now. Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Burned down Wilmington, North Carolina. We still surviving. We ain't just surviving, we thriving. Because in the midst of all that we've been through, we said, Lord, give us more faith. Give us more faith. Somebody right now, if you're not saved, we invite you to accept Jesus as your Savior. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe Jesus died for you. Confess Christ as your Savior. If you want to join and unite with Watch Chapel, there's a Contact Us tab on the website. People have joined Watch Chapel every Sunday in the midst of a pandemic. Don't tell me God ain't good. We've had to adjust, adapt, edit, but we still persevering. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Maybe a family. Unite with Watch Chapel today. I want to be your pastor, not just your virtual pastor, your real pastor. Come on, join Watch Chapel. Go to the Contact Us tab and unite with Watch Chapel. May the Lord God bless you real good. We thank you. We love you. And Lord, give us more faith in Jesus' name. Our choir is going to bless us as we leave this place. More faith. Amen.
We ask for more. We ask for more. More of you, God. More of you, God. Yeah. I'm chasing after you, no matter what.